Guys, we're sorry.
Very. Forgot to upload last week.
Not only forgot, just...
Didn't.
Just completely. We were really busy. Friends over, and that's not an excuse. So we really are sorry. So, we're going to try and make it up to you guys with some pretty epic episodes.
Alright.
So first
What's going on, guys? This is the Chatterbait Fishing Show.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Perry.
So, we gave a little hint to it last week. We're doing a $25 Walmart special this week.
Catch of the day.
Catch of the day.
Catch of the day. Woo! All right.
So, went to Walmart, and we got, let's see, we got a rod, three baits, and tackle that we would need. And we caught fish on each and every one of them.
Yep, for only $25. That's with tax. So this was a really, it was pretty difficult, honestly. But we got it done, and it was super fun. I say first, let's go over the tackle and lures and stuff we got.
All right, so first and probably most important thing in this challenge would be the Zebco Slingshot in blue color.
And it's the spinning reel version.
It is the spinning reel version, not the...
spin cast.
Yeah. It's a $10 rod, or $9.99. And then, let's go over the hooks and weights. So we got 1/16 ounce worm weights. There's 15 of them, and they costed 94 cents for one pack.
Then we got some Ozark Trail worm hooks. They are 5-pack, and they're 3-aught size. Yeah, these were like 88 cents.
88 cents.
88 cents. Really good deal for 5 of them. They were decent quality. They were normal, not EWG. Just keep that in mind. You go ahead.
All right, so we got these Strike Kings shimmy sticks in black and blue tip. Black, blue, blue tip. Excuse me. They were... ooh, I don't know which one of these is which. I'd imagine these were the $3.36 ones. What do you think?
I can't remember what they were. But
I think they were $3.36.
And then... no, this is not last. I was going to say last. But next we have the Culprit 7.5-inch Culprit Worm. This is a fire and ice color. And honestly, it reminds me of like Spider-Man. I don't know why, but it's got like a... it's like red and blue. It's a really good looking worm.
It's a clear plastic.
Yeah, it's like... it's got red and blue flakes in it, but it's like...
a lot of them.
Yeah. Like you can't even tell it's clear. Color.
Yeah. It was also really pretty bait.
Really pretty lure, bait, all that stuff.
Not a great fall color though.
Yeah, not a great fall color. So we
this was the most
this was the hardest bait. This one took us the most time. Still got it done though. I feel like this would wreck in summer, but obviously it's not summer one. So yeah.
Alright, we also got a $1 spinnerbait. You know, the Walmart spinnerbaits. Everybody knows about them. We got it in sort of sexy shag color, right?
Yeah, it was like white, blue, and yellow.
Yeah.
So.
And then the Storm Wild Eye Swim Shads.
Yep.
And those were the first
ones. Those were pretty good. Those were like three something. I guess that was probably the fishing lure.
Well, there's $3.36 and $3.96.
It was $3.96. Yeah. They were $3.96. So that was pretty good. And we ended up knocking this challenge out in about a day and a half.
24 hours.
Pretty easy challenge. So, if you have $25, maybe you should go to Walmart and buy some fishing stuff.
Yep.
It ended up... or you want to go ahead and talk? Okay. It ended up being...
$24.71.
So we had 29 cents left.
Quick maths.
But that was it was pretty close. But it was super fun. Caught a few fish.
Yep. The weirdest part was I was throwing a swim bait and Perry was throwing a plastic and nothing was hitting the plastic. Nothing was hitting the swim bait. So I'm like, yeet. And I throw it out straight into the middle and caught a fish first cast. And so we're like, hold up. So we kept casting out there, and that's actually how we caught the fish, out in 8 and 10 feet of water.
Every fish we caught was in the deep.
Yeah.
I've never caught a fish out of there, and that's where everyone was. So that was kind of weird. I guess it was just because it was warmer down there. Don't know. I mean, I'm not a science...
a cold front did come in, I think.
Yeah.
So weird.
Different, but it worked.
And then we also wanted to talk about...
the new Guggen bait's coming out. Now, if you've listened to my pod, or excuse me, if you've listened to our podcast, you know I'm a huge Guggen fan. If you go to school with me, you know I love Guggen. I talk about him all the time. So they got some new baits coming out. I'm pretty excited about it. First up, they got the Explode Toad. It actually just came out, either today or yesterday, and it's like a topwater buzz frog, little plastic frog. It looks really good so far. I'm gonna have to get a pack of them. They're $5.99, I think. They got a few good colors. They got like all the colors you think. I think they're gonna be really good. I might have to get a pack, like I said. I don't think I've ever fished with a plastic frog, so that might be the one to get.
And to be clear, he's not talking about a hollow body frog, like a topwater frog. He's talking about a full soft plastic.
Yeah,
frog.
Soft plastic, like
the floating plastic, like the same thing they make plastic worms out of.
Like a weightless rig where you throw it out there. So that'll be fun to try out if I'm not broke.
And also, another new bait coming out is the Rattling Chunk. It is a craw ned that is a ned rig, or it can be used as a trailer. It has the removable rattle, just like the Rattling Ned. And I think it's going to be a pretty cool bait. Both of these have really sick colors.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting some of them Rattling Chunks, getting them in maybe like a June bug, black and blue, throwing them on a chatterbait trailer or a jig trailer. That'd be nice. And then again, the Explode Toad will be fun to try out, too. And then, they have one up-and-coming bait that is kind of ironic because it's similar to the name of our podcast. You probably know... Dog.
He's excited.
Kona's like, he's I'm so excited for the bait to come out. That's Kona right now. As you can probably hear him barking in the background. But anyway, the newest bait they're going to have come out, hopefully, is the Guggen Squad. Don't know the name of it yet. Bladed jig. If you don't know what a bladed jig is,
it's a chatterbait.
So I'm definitely gonna have to get one of those. It's kind of different though. It's like a patented design. It's gonna be a little bit different
than the normal chatterbait. It's supposed to make like a clinky noise.
It's supposed to be super loud, throw up a lot of water. So that'll be fun to try out. Definitely gonna cop one of those.
There's a whole bunch of beads on it compared to a regular one, which is just a blade.
They're different looking.
It's different, but I think it's really innovative.
Dude, I'm going to have to get the...
Which is unusual, because normally they just make remakes.
They have a bluegill color. I have the Guggen Squad Hummer, which is the buzzbait. I have that in a bluegill color. I'm definitely going to have to get the...
It's like a PB&J color.
Yeah, it looks really good, though.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm going to have to get that probably in the bladed jig. That'll be fun. So, I saw this. If you watch John B. on YouTube, you'll know who he is. If you don't, go check him out. John B. He's a member of the Guggen Squad, and he was fishing with a prototype bait, so that doesn't mean it will come out. We don't know when it will come out, if it does, but it's like a jointed swim bait. So that will be kind of fun to try out.
And if you've ever seen the Bull Shad, it looks similar to that.
Yeah, it looks really good, so if they release that, definitely have to try one of those out too.
Yeah.
So.
But, again, maybe or maybe not.
It just might not come out. Coast in them. Yeah, it might catch coast in them. It might not come out. Might come out. We'll see. Just depends.
If it does, though, I hope it comes out in the Ghost Gill color, because that'll be sick.
I love the Ghost Gill. That's the best Guggen color.
Let's talk a second about Ghost Gill.
Okay. Ghost Gill is beautiful.
Yes.
I have it in Blooper, which is the popper.
So it's like, it's translucent at the bottom, and a brown, it's like pearl caramel, white. Caramel color, clear plastic, but then they paint the top to match the bluegill colors, and it just looks amazing.
I wish I had a camera to show you, right? But and it's kind of like there's like pearl white painted on the bottom too, so it just looks really good. I think that's all they're releasing other than like merchandise. So
yeah,
that's not important unless you like shirts.
All right, reel it in.
Today we talked about our $25 Walmart budget fishing challenge.
And also, we talked about the new Guggen baits and maybe coming soon.
Yep. And stay tuned because we might drop a Halloween episode.
I haven't even talked to Perry about it. I just brought it up.
Yeah, so I'm kind of confused.
Yes.
So if it's trash, it's
sorry,
Jackson's fault.
Yeah.
Bye.